WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have clear skies and 30 degrees in Atlantic, looking for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping area news, a Hamlin teen died and three other people were injured during a near head-on collision late last night in Audubon County. The Iowa State Patrol says 17-year-old Christopher George Crawley, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic following the crash, which happened at around 11:25 p.m. on Highway 71 just north of Brayton. Officials said the teen was a passenger in a 1997 Jeep Grand Cherokee that was traveling north on Highway 71 when it collided near the center line of a road with a southbound 2006 Chevy pickup. After the crash, both vehicles came to rest in the west ditch. Injured in that crash was the driver of the SUV, 22-year-old Jason Robert Rattenborg of Audubon, and two persons in the pickup, including the driver, 55-year-old Kendall Lee Ware of Lineville, and 30-year-old Mark Anthony Pearson of Leon. Two of the injured were taken to the Cass County Hospital. The other two were transported to Audubon County Hospital by Xyra Rescue. That accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:08. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. An elderly Council Bluffs woman has died from injuries she suffered during a house fire Wednesday afternoon. Firefighters responded to 917 Spruce Street in Council Bluffs at around 1:17 p.m. after a neighbor called to report smoke coming from an attic vent. A utility worker on his way to a job site also called 911 when he saw heavy smoke coming from a front window of the home. Council Bluffs Assistant Fire Chief Matt Thomas said firefighters found the woman unconscious in her kitchen. He said rescue workers performed CPR while they were en route with her to Mercy Hospital, but she later died. The woman's name has not been released. Thomas said crews located the fire in the hallway outside of a bedroom in the one-story home and extinguished the flames within a few minutes. He said two smoke detectors were found in the residence, one in the bedroom and one in the basement, although it was unclear if they were functional. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety said Wednesday evening that 35-year-old Jason Curtis of Glenwood was arrested on felony warrants charging him with child endangerment, neglect of a dependent person, and willful injury. Curtis's arrest was the result of an investigation conducted by the Glenwood Police Department and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. That investigation concluded that on July 14th of this year in Glenwood, Curtis allegedly caused the death of his 5-month-old son, Jackson Curtis, during an incident, but no other details were released. Authorities say if you have any information that may be of assistance to the officers in their investigation, you're asked to contact the Iowa DCI office at 712-322-1585 or the Glenwood Police Department. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Wednesday evening of a Villisca man on an assault charge. 27-year-old William Joseph McCorney was charged with simple domestic assault after deputies responded to a reported incident in the 100 block of North 5th Avenue in Villisca at around 7:10 p.m. Wednesday. McCorney was booked into the Montgomery County Jail in Red Oak, where he was being held on $300 bond. One person was killed and three others critically injured during a rollover accident that took place just before noon Wednesday north of Glenwood in Mills County. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Scott Miller said the accident happened when a Jeep Liberty SUV went out of control on a gravel road near 221st and Ellington and rolled about 50 yards.
That vehicle rolled all the way down the trees, and then a couple of the passengers were found beyond the trees.
Miller says 19-year-old Chance Gunderson of Council Bluffs was ejected and found underneath the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the SUV, 21-year-old Timothy Scott Mahon of Council Bluffs, was listed in serious condition in the hospital Wednesday afternoon. Two other passengers, 23-year-old Felicia Marie Hansen of Council Bluffs and 19-year-old Jacob Allen Wall of Glenwood, were listed in critical condition. All were transported to Creighton University's Trauma Center in Omaha. Trooper Miller said the accident scene was horrific, a sort of first of its kind for him because of the severity of the ejections.
Not ejected that high or that far, probably, no. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
And the Iowa Court of Appeals has ruled the Atlantic School District does not have to release records on the discipline of two employees involved in a controversial strip search of students. The court said Wednesday the information is part of a confidential employee records. The alleged strip searches were conducted on five teenaged girls during a gym class in August of 2009 after another student reported that $100 had been stolen from her. Atlantic Assistant Principal and Activities Director Paul Cron resigned in November and was one of two employees identified by the district as having been involved. The other employee was identified as Heather Turpin, but nothing was said about their punishment. Iowa ACLU Executive Director Ben Stone says they will seek further review from the Iowa Supreme Court.
You know, we're troubled that the way that the appeals court interpreted the statute, it makes it likely that school districts and other government entities are going to have an incentive to keep employees that are that have engaged in some, you know, bad or negligent conduct on staff in order to keep things secret.
He says the interpretation allows employers to hide behind the law protecting confidential employee records.
If an employee is fired or dismissed, then the reasons for that dismissal are something that the public can learn about through the open records law. But if that person is not discharged, if they're not dismissed or fired, then as the Court of Appeals has interpreted Chapter 22, that discipline is not allowed to be distributed to the public.
Stone says this case is not about an everyday review of an employee's performance.
What we've argued is that, look, this is a very specific incident, and they divulged to the public voluntarily the names of the people involved, and the kind of basic facts as they understood them to be. So this is not like going on a fishing expedition to find out which employees might be doing something that the public doesn't like. This is a very specific situation.
Stone says they believe the specific situation should be weighed against the employee's rights to determine if the information should be released. Atlantic Superintendent Mike Amstein, speaking with KJAN yesterday, had this to say about the ruling by the appeals court.
Well, I think it affirms the district court's decision on the open records issue. You know, and I think that's good news to hear for the district. So we can go ahead and move on and get to the business of educating students.
There was one dissenting opinion in the ruling, but Amstein said the ruling is still strong.
I think the decision speaks for itself in that two of the judges did feel that the district court was correct in their finding.
And he had this to say about the possible appeal by the ACLU to the Iowa Supreme Court.
They do have an opportunity to do that, but I think probably our board attorney would advise us best on that. But, you know, at this point, I'm just glad to hear that the Court of Appeals has affirmed the lower court decision.
KJAN News, time is 7:15. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. In our funeral announcements, Bradley Bell, age 57, of Anita, died Monday. Memorial services for Bradley Bell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Connie Jameson, age 58, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Connie Jameson will be today at 11:15 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Shirley Naomi Wilson, age 96, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Shirley Wilson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oaklawn Christian Church in Oakland. Reek & Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Pigsley, age 64, of Des Moines and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Graveside services for Robert Pigsley will be held at noon on Friday at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dixie Goodner, age 85, of Harlan, died October the 12th. A massive Christian burial service for Dixie Goodner will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Ralph Chiz Jones, age 94, of Audubon, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Chiz Jones will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this morning by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.